USA News, I'm Dave Collins. It's now the sixth day of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan, and the number could rise in the next couple of days. UAW President Sean Fain made an announcement that more workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't brought to the table. Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in Brian Koberger's case. Lisa Taylor with more.
He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge approved to hold one hearing behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury. The second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions. That hearing will be open to the public.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back against claims he interfered with the Hunter Biden tax investigation. Testifying before the House Judiciary Committee earlier on Wednesday, Garland repeatedly told lawmakers Special Counsel David Weiss has full authority to pursue charges in jurisdictions across the country. House Republicans have accused the Justice Department of slow-walking the investigation into the president's son. With the September 30th deadline approaching, Republicans and Democrats are in a budgetary standoff, blaming each other. Senator Kristen Gillibrand anticipates a government shutdown in just over a week.
When you shut down a government, it affects the economy significantly. It can cause billions of dollars of damage that never gets restored.
She criticizes Republican control in the House, deeming it detrimental to the government. Stocks are down, ending the day on Wall Street. This comes after Federal Reserve decided to pause its rate hiking campaign to fight inflation. However, the Fed hinted one more rate hike is most likely in the cards for this year. This is USA News.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch. We print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh.
A latte for Mike?
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
America will once again be able to order free COVID-19 home tests next week. Households can order four tests from covidtests.gov starting September 25th. Elon Musk's controversial startup Neuralink is recruiting for its first human clinical trial. The biotechnology company received approval from an independent review board to begin offering brain implants to paralysis patients. The study, nicknamed Prime, precise robotically implanted brain-computer interface, investigates whether the implant works and is safe. Extinction may become extinct.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Geneticists have, for the first time, isolated and decoded RNA molecules from a creature that died out long ago. The genetic material, which came from a 130-year-old Tasmanian tiger, has allowed scientists to better understand how the animal's genes functioned. Now, while scientists' goal was not de-extinction, a better understanding of the Tasmanian tiger's genetic makeup could help recently launched efforts to bring back the animal in some form. I'm Corey Myers.
American cheese slices are being recalled by Kraft over potential choking hazard. Nearly 84,000 individually wrapped singles were affected. Thin strip of film could stick to the slice. Kraft Heinz says return it to the retailer where you bought it. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Ebony Loren, and Febreze's new scent, Soothe and Restore, is so good I wrote a song about it.
I know just what I do. Febreze has my favorite scent. Perfect environment. Sweet like sugar, smooth shea butter. What could be better than being with each other? Nah.